Yoshua Perigimel opens up. Vayashkim Yoshua Baboker Vayisu Mashitim. Yovu Ada Yardin. Hu V'chol B'nei Yisrael. Vayunu Sham Terim Yavru. Yoshua gets up early in the morning. The Medrash points out that just like Abraham got up early in the morning, and so too later Shmuel HaNavi gets up early in the morning to daven, so too Yoshua gets up early in the morning to daven, because davening in the morning is an auspicious, special time for tefillah. Klal Yisrael, they leave the place of Shittim, and they start encampment on the edge of the Yarden. The Vilna Gaon points out that this leaving of Shittim and coming to the Yarden marks the 42nd and final journey of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. In Pasuk Dalet, Yehoshua warns Klal Yisrael in order to stand 2,000 amos away from the Aron, the Aron Bris Hashem. Rashi points out the reason for this is because when we go to war against Jericho, you're still going to need, on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael is still going to need to be in the Tchum of the Aron, so this way they can actually go to war and travel on Shabbos in itself. In Pasuk Zion, says Vayomer Hashem El Yoshua Hayom Azeh Achel Gadlecha Be'enei Kol Yisrael Asher Yedun Ki Kaasher Hayisi in Moshe Ekyeh Imach. Hashem tells Yoshua that today I'm going to make you great in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael is going to know that I was with you just like I was with Moshe. I would like to point out that normally the way that they would travel in the Midbar was that the Anatnei HaKavod would lead the way and the Aron Bris Hashem would travel behind them. But now for the first time, the Aron Bris Hashem is going to lead the way and the Anatnei HaKavod aren't going to be there. They disseminate this message through Klal Yisrael that they're going to be crossing the Yarden soon, and the generals start spreading the word that soon they're going to be crossing. The Aron Bris Hashem starts to move into the Yarden, and all of a sudden, a nace happens, and the Yarden splits. The pasuk says, "Pasuk Yedayin v'yamdu hakohanim nosei Aron Bris Hashem b'charava b'toch haYarden hachem v'kol Yisrael obdin b'charava ad asher tamu kol goyla." That they start crossing and the pillars of the water stand completely straight up, and Klal Yisrael starts crossing the Yarden. I'd like to point out that the Malbim says on Pasuk Tes that why did the Yarden split? He says just like when a king enters the royal city, they open the gates for him, they split the gates, so too when Klal Yisrael is entering Eretz Yisrael, the Yarden represents the gates that's being opened, and Hashem is opening up the gates for Klal Yisrael entering into Eretz Yisrael. I'd also like to point out, the Bereishis Rabbah says that this is a case of Miut Machzik Es Hameruba, that when Klal Yisrael started crossing, it says that they gathered between the Badim of the Aron, and a nace happened that all of Klal Yisrael managed to go in between the staves of the Aron. They fit there. It's a case of Miut Masik Es Hamaruba, that a little bit can hold a little space can hold a large amount of people. We know this is true for Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael is called an Eretz Tzvi, the land of the deer. One of the reasons for this that it's explained is because a deer seems to have small skin, but you're able to stretch a deer's skin larger than other animals. So too in our lives, we're miut masik es hamaruba. When we bring the Shekhinah into our lives, even though we're very small, so to speak, we get expanded capabilities and kochos in order to deal with the life's challenges that come at us every single day. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.